Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Plays it behind the net. Here's Alex Tuck, scores! Alex Tuck got to a great spot, and he's tied the game at 3 with 7:03 to go in the third period.
Dan Dunleavy on the call right there. Look, Alex Tuck, great to get that goal. That play was so pretty by Ryan McLeod, and I got to tell you, I think that trade is really working out so far for Kevin Adams. I mean, yeah, maybe Matt Savoy becomes a really good goal scorer in the NHL, but he's not even playing right now for the Edmonton Oilers. He's still in the minors. He couldn't make their roster. The Sabres needed a guy like Ryan McLeod, who brings energy, brings juice. He had to step up on the top line last night. He's obviously fast. We know that. And he's contributing points-wise, and that's what you need. So he plays in all situations. It's really good to see that as well. Sabres, they are back in action. Let me just get you the exact... they go to Philadelphia. Then they go out west. Flyers, by the way. Flyers have looked pretty good lately, although the Sabres are in that kind of deal with the Flyers right now where, you know, one of these teams that you kind of have to stay with and beat. They play them tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We'll have the game for you right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. All right, so last night, you may have seen some Chiefs fans and Chiefs jerseys on the glass. Let me tell you the story. Now, this isn't every one of them. I do always game day in Buffalo with Matt Bove. It's an Odyssey podcast here. You know that. We put it out there. This week, I was asked to go on the Chiefs version, which is called The Fastest 40. Right? That's their version of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. It's an Odyssey podcast. And I'm on there with them, and Dan Portillo's on there, and there's another host named Trey who's on there. And it was a really good conversation. We went like 35 minutes. By the way, you can find it in the Always Game Day in Buffalo feed. So we kind of crossed over and did that. It was a really good talk with these guys. It was awesome. And at the end, they tell me, yeah, there's a bunch of them who every year they go to a Chiefs road game, and this year the Bills, this game is the game they're going to. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really cool. You're coming to Buffalo, enjoy it, you know, lots of tailgating, all that. And then Trey tells me, I think it was Trey, might have been Dan, but I think it was Trey who said to me, yeah, we're flying up on Thursday. I recorded Wednesday with them, so they said we're flying up on Thursday, and then we're going to go right to the Sabres Arena and buy tickets right on the glass as close as we can get and wear our Chiefs jerseys to the game. So if you saw those guys last night, if you saw people there last night, chances are they were the podcasters from The Fastest 40. And those are the guys I was on with. Now, Josh, you were at the game. You said they weren't all together necessarily. Maybe there's some around different parts of the arena.
Yeah, I was walking around the concourse, and I saw two or three people in Chiefs gear. And then in my seats, like a few rows in front of me, there was a couple guys with Chiefs gears on or Chief gear on. I didn't see anyone on the glass, though. That was the only thing I didn't notice, but there was way more than I expected. I mean, it kind of makes sense because...
Maybe they couldn't find a spot there, but yeah.
True, but it does make sense because the Blues are close to
yes,
the Chiefs.
It's a Missouri team. But they don't have... Kansas City doesn't have a... They used to have the Kansas City Scouts, by the way.
Yeah.
But they don't have an NHL team. It would make sense. And I said, you guys Blues fans are like, well, kind of, like, that's the team you root for if you're in Kansas City, pretty much.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I think there's been videos of, like, Patrick Mahomes at Blues games
and
stuff. But it's just, I don't know, it just kind of threw me for a loop. Like, I was like, whoa. Like,
well,
they
showed up, they went, and they left with a loss. So there you go. That's The Fastest 45. By the way, find that podcast. We talked about the Bills and the Chiefs and, you know, previewed the game. It was really good stuff. So that's who you might have seen last night at the game. And I'm just so glad they left after experiencing that loss and blowing the game, basically. Anthony in Buffalo, what's going on? You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yeah, hi, Sal. Appreciate you having me on. Hope you're having a good day.
Yes, sir.
First of all, just a quick note. I can't imagine how losing on Sunday the Chiefs would bring any kind of positivity or benefit. I feel like any mental edge you can have later in the season would be beneficial. But two questions for you. First one is, I've always wondered, why does Sean McDermott, maybe other NFL coaches, let everyone, the media, other teams know that players are out so far in advance of the game? So very typically, right, Sean McDermott does that on Fridays, lists a couple players that are out. If there's even a slight chance that they can play, why not? Why give out that information and let the other team and coaches game plan for that?
Well, a couple different things. Number one, if you know for sure they're not playing, you're supposed to, you don't have to do it on Monday. That's no doubt. You can wait until later in the week to do it. So he doesn't have to do it. There's no doubt. But I believe that part of it would be, there's just a distraction of it all week being asked about it, being asked about it. If you just declare him out, say he's not playing, then you know that's the case. Nobody's expecting it. You just go into practice and everybody understands what's happening. The media understands what's happening. I think that last week might have become a little bit more of a circus with that. That's my interpretation of the way that might have happened. The other thing is, I think a little bit is overrated as far as, you know, we're not talking about, no disrespect to Keon Coleman. We're not talking about Justin Jefferson here, right? Like, the Chiefs aren't necessarily going to formulate their game plan around Keon Coleman. He's a good player. He's up and coming, but they're gonna play the Bills either way. They're gonna play their system. So I don't think he finds necessarily that he would or anybody else would that that's necessarily going to be the case. You do find teams do that with a quarterback or whatever. But I'm sure there's some reasons. Remember a few weeks ago when Terrell Bernard came back and when Taron Johnson came back, he said they're not playing. He did the same thing. The same thing with Matt Milano this week. Hey, he's coming back, but he's not playing, right? So I think there's a little bit of, we just want to focus on what we know is happening and leave these distractions aside.
No, I understand that. I was just thinking of the gamesmanship part of it.
For sure.
The other question I have is when you were talking about offensive ranks in terms of scoring. So Taron Johnson's pick six, does that get eliminated from like the total points for an offense, or does it matter?
No.
Does it not matter? Points are points.
The points are points, so it's a pretty much a wash. If you give up a pick six, it goes against you. If you score a pick six, it goes for you. And at the end, you just look and say points for and points against, and the league counts everything the same. It's not offensive or defensive. It's just total points.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, buddy.
That's all I got for you today, Sal.
All right, you got it. Glad I could answer your questions. We'll take a timeout now because Sean McDermott's going to join us at approximately 10:45. So we'll take that break right here, and then we will come right back. We'll have the Bills head coach, injuries, and a look ahead to the Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.